Parshas Baloischo Beis Tfila Tovshin Ein Vov. The parasha starts off with the pasuk Dabel Aroin Vamarta Ilov Baloischo Sanerois El Mulpne Amanoiro Yoiru Shiva Sanerois. Explains this forno Baloischo Sanerois. When you will light the lights El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, that should all point towards the middle, to the middle branch, Ya'iru Shiva Saneiros, then you'll get the seven lights. I don't know how to count. Obviously if you light the six and they point to the middle, so you have seven. This is Frono. Ya'iru Shiva Saneiros. That means Ya'iru V'yashpir O Elyon Yisrael. It will achieve the Tachlis and get the Shiva Saneiros. They actually shine. The O Elyon Yisrael. So what does that mean? Explains this Frono. We have the right part of the menorah and the left part. Which means the Maiminim, which is referring to the people who are Oiskim Bechaya Oilom, the Loim de HaToiro, and the Smoilim, the left, is that the people who are Oiskim Bechaya Shaw, who are supporting the people learning the Chaya Oilom, as the Gemara says in Chulin. Without the leaves, the fruit, the cluster of fruit won't survive. The way the vine grows, you have the ikar, you have the fruit, but the sun would burn it. The leaves provided shade, they protect the fruits. Il mole alia loimiskaime iskalia. Without the leaves, the fruit itself wouldn't survive. So therefore, you have the right part of the earth, symbolizing the right, the maiminim, the people who are oiskim b'chaya oilam, together with the left part, are the people who are supporting the making happen, the maiminim, that they can be there. If they're all pointed together to the kanaim tzoyiv, that in that way they together are achieving the result, then we'll get the Shiva Saneiros and the Ora Elyon will shine. Because it has to be a combined effort. Everyone has to be the effort on the same page. Each one doing his tafkid, using his tasks and his abilities to together to achieve the tachlis. All pointed the Kanaim Tsoy, all supporting, all leading up to the main branch. And he says, this is Pshat, when the Torah says, Vayanu kolom yachtov, Vayanu vayoimu koila shediber Hashem naase. We typically understand, what's the idea of Ish Echad v'Lev Echad for Kabbalah HaTorah? Why is it so important everyone's together? I always understood, it means, we have lots of individuals, and as a zgula, if the whole arm wants to be Kabbalah Torah, it's a wonderful thing. There's no connection between me and you. It just happens to be that we all have to be on the same page. It says, no. Vayanu kolom yachtov, vayanu vayomu, koila shediber Hashem naase. Meaning, through the combined efforts, it's only because we have combined effort, we have the Maiminim, the Smoilim, if we're all together aiming for the same purpose, then the purpose will be achieved. Then the Kabbalah HaTorah can be done. The pasuk continues, V'zeh ma'asa menoira, miksho zov, ad yerecho, ad pircho, miksho hi. Kamara shehera, shemes moishe, kenosa sa menoira. after we describe that lokas haneiros, do have to always be pointing to the middle. Then the Torah reminds us again of how the menorah is built. The menorah is made out of gold, and it's a mixture. It's one unit. You cannot stick them together. You cannot make various limbs and stick them together. It has to be one piece of gold that you knocked out to form the menorah. And the Or HaChaim already points out, this is old news. We've learned this in Parashas Truma. We learned about the menorah has to be mikshah zohov. We learned this in Parashas Vayakel. The menorah must be mikshah zohov. Why are we repeating ourselves again that the menorah must be mikshah zohov? That the Or HaChaim points out. The Ramban points out. What's the repetition in the pasuk itself? The pasuk starts off by saying, "Ze masa menorah mikshah zohov." Ad yerecha, ad pircha, mikshohi, kashehera, Hashem es Moshe kenasas menorah. Why in the same pasuk are we repeating ourselves? And we don't repeat ourselves regarding the gold. Says Ramban, because the gold is a nice thing. It's not ma'akev. Mikshoh zov, it's not ma'akev, because as the Gemara says, if you don't have gold, you can use other metals. It doesn't have to be gold. It's lechatchila, it's more covered, but gold is not ma'akev. You could use other metals. Therefore the pasuk says, mikshah zahav, that's the correct way. But what is ma'akev? It's mikshah. Mikshahi. The Torah repeats again, mikshahi, because the gold is not ma'akev. But what is, yes, ma'akev? The mikshah. It has to be one unit. That's ma'akev. No way. If you take branches and stick them together, Nishka Menorah is possible. It has to be mikshah zov. That is ma'akev. So we're in the middle. So why are we repeating ourselves? Says the Mesfono, dosi dos. The reason why the Torah is telling us this, because the idea of a mul pnei menorah, that everyone's together trying to achieve the tachlis, is the concept of mikshah. It's the same idea. It's the same purpose. The reason that all the candles have to be pointed to the middle is the same idea as the mikshah. That all the various four parts of the menorah also have to be mikshah. It has to be one. It has to be working together. Therefore, we learn from over here. We superficially sometimes think that achdus means we all have to be exactly the same. That's achdus. Everyone has to be exactly the same, can't be different. That's achdus. From here we see it's incorrect, because the menorah is symbolizes the mikshah, the achdus. But was the menorah exactly the same? Avadanisht. You have the base of a menorah, you have the koneh, you have the prachim, you have the gvim, you have the konim. These are all different parts. Yet it's called achdus. Because achdus means that we all have the same purpose. We all have the same aim. We're working together to achieve the tachlis. That's called achdus. Every part does what he needs to do. It's not the same. The perach is not the same as the koneh. Achdus means we're all together as a mixture to achieve the proper results. And this is a very important idea, recognizing the maiminim, the smolim, everyone has to be together. It has to be our baisai. Some people can learn all day. Some people are trudim v'malachtam. Some people are the zvuluns. Some people are the Yisachar. Some people can earn 15 hours a day. Some people can earn an hour a day. A half an hour. Not the same. But you know what? When it comes to Abba Rabba, when it comes to yearning, the same b'di beinu lohovinu lehaskil, when we daven, like we daven for chayle, avinu ova racham, hamarachim rachim oleinu, it sounds like we're davening for nebuch a chayle. That's how we daven for Torah. the tefillah, the Torah, has to be the same for the whether a person is a zvuron or a yisachar. Shouldn't be any difference. The sheifa for Torah, the avas haTorah, should be exactly the same whether a person is learning all day or he can only learn an hour a day. Because the tachlis has to be the same, the avas has to be the same. The meister, some people have the ability to give it more time, some people less. That's not a steer, but the mechuvan, the avo, the tachlis has to be exactly the same. Yes, please.
Somebody works all day, it grows. Somebody goes out and work and spends an hour a day learning. Where does he get that question?
Okay. This is what should be. There are many difficulties in the way. There are many, many difficulties. It's harder. It's harder.
He's also serving the Kaddish.
It's harder.
We're all serving
Hashem. But it's harder. It's hard to everyone. It's something that needs to work on. But that's what should be. There shouldn't be any difference. It's only on the practical. Some people have the ability, have the time, some people don't. But the avo, the common, the shared, tachlis should be exactly the same. We meet in our parsha two different extremes. Let's start off with a positive extreme. Our parsha tells us about the Korban Pesach, that they brought their Pesach in the Midbar. And people came to complain. There's a group of people who came to complain. What were they complaining about? This is to be found in Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav. Vayu anoshim ashu tmeim lanefesh, Adam. There were certain people who were tmeim. They were tmei nefesh, and therefore v'lo yochlu la'aseh ha'pasach. They were unable to bring the Korban Pesach. And they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, Lama nigora, why are we second rate? Levilti yikriv is Korban Hashem. Not fair. They come to complain, Lama nigora. And indeed, because of them, we meet the Pesach Sheni. You miss the first Pesach, you get another opportunity. Lama nigora. That's a beautiful thing we meet in our parsha. That people who want their potter, their anusim, their atmeim, no one has anything against them, but they want it so much. That's the positive part of the parsha. On the other hand, in our parasha we meet something else completely. We meet as they're leaving Har Sinai, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, Der Shleishes Yomim. This is to be found in Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. All of a sudden, there's a break of Vayibin Soya Orain, and there's a Nun Afuch over there. What's it doing over here? Says Rashi, says Chazal, because lahafdik ben Puranus to Puranus, to make a break. What was the Puranus? Chazal tell us, Vayisu me'Hashem, ke'etinoi ka'boreach mi'beis ha'sefer. The moment the lesson's over, the bell rings, boom, everyone gets up. Let's get out of here. Who knows what homework the teacher will give us. I remember we used to have a rabbi used to give us homework. He would tell us, Shela Achrona. We dictate it. Then he'd say, you remember, okay, it's Shela Achrona. Dictate another question. And then it was, you remember the night, you wanted to give us some more. Oh, top. Shela achrona, achrona, achrona. So you can imagine, who knows what's going to hit us? The bell's ringing. Get out of here. Who knows what he's going to give us? Shela achrona, achrona. Get out of here. Run away. Ketinoi kaporeach mi beis ha-sefer. There was a person who received a call. Hello, we're speaking from the Mifal HaPais, the grand lottery. We came to tell you that you won the top prize, 10 million shekel. But we want to tell you, you don't have to come. I know you don't have a car. Difficult, buses, hot. Khamsin. You don't have to come. Don't feel obligated. You could stay at home. You don't have to. It's a hassle. You have to come, leave your comfort zone, travel, sign up, take it to the bank. You don't have to come. No. What do you say? The shayla. 10 million shekel. Rabbeisai. Some people have tariag problems. If it's ketino kaborech mi beis ha-sefer, you view a mitzvah as a problem, as a difficulty, as a nebach, as something in our way that bothers us. It's a shela achrona, shela achrona, achrona. Get out of here. Who knows what he's going to... He'll go up to Tariyad. Tariyad, Uyve Tariyach. Forget it. Get out of here. Run away. But if we view a mitzvah as a 10 million shekel, then we want it. You don't have to come. You don't have to come. What do you mean I want? I'm running. How am I have to get there? When we see that Amisor, some of them will say, Lama Nigora. We want the Goron Pesach. Well, we second rate citizens, we also want the Goron Pesach. Mabaya, you're potter. What are you complaining about? You are potter. Oines Gomor. Oines Gomor, no one has anything against you. You don't have to come. Mabaya. Oh, because they understand a mitzvah is an opportunity. They don't want to lose out. So this teaches us, it all depends on our perspective to life. If we view mitzvahs as $1 million, so you don't have to wear tzitzis. You don't have a beggar of Abba Kanfas. You don't have to wear the beggar. The Zohar says a person who reads Kriya Shema without wearing tzitzis is made Eidu Sheker. Zohar, you don't have to. You don't have to. Tapatur. You don't have four Kanfas. Tapatur. You don't have to. What do you mean? It's a lottery. Kol hanos oylem hazeh. It's not worth like one moment of oylem habo. A tzitzis is $1 million. Of course I'm going to wear my tzitzis. What do you think? Look at Scheinberg. Another beggar. Because Lomani God, it's $1 million. He won the lottery. If that's how we view our Torah and mitzvahs, oh, what a simcha we'll have. Not only will we do what we have to do, but even what we potter. We don't need potter. You want to do more and more. Versus, if chas v'shalom, we don't have the right perspective. The mitzvahs are a burden to us. Then ketinoi kaborech mi beis ha-sefer, and that's called the puranus. And if you're running away from the beis ha-sefer, Hashem will run away from you as well. Lose the siyata d'shmaya. If you want it, you want the connection. Adarabba. Midah connected Midah, because Baruch will be with us and we get the Siyata Dishmaya. In Parshas Beshalach, over there by after Biza Sayam, it says Vayasa. Moshe had to pull them away. He had to pull them away from the Kriyas Yamsuf. Why did he have to pull them away? Huh? What does Rashi say over there? Because there was money. There was Bizas Mitzrayim. Every moment there was another gold bracelet. and other diamonds they're picking up from the dead Mitzrayim. It was Vayasa. Moshe had to pull them away by force. Verses over here is Vayisa. Question is, what do you mean? But a Maisa, we learn our parasha, al pi Hashem Yisu, al pi Hashem Yachanu. They didn't leave without permission. The Anan took them away. They left the Kunz, al pi Hashem, the Anan moved. They were told to leave Har Sinai. What's the difference? It's all your perspective. Rabbi Isai, you want to get the mashal or what it means, something you love, go to the swimming pool, and when the times come to leave, watch the kids. What are they doing? The deadline, you've been here for 3 hours already in the pool. So now it's come to leave. Everyone has to leave. What happens? They're like, fear. All of a sudden everyone's swimming. All the kids are swimming around, and the owners of the pool are screaming at them and threatening them. So you know, I'll never let you come again. And the kids, all of a sudden, they can't turn deaf and blind. All of a sudden, they're swimming and they're doing things. Why? This is Vayasa. They love it so much. You can't take them away from it. Right? That's where Torah has to be. But here was their perspective. Of course they had to leave. Their perspective was, let's get out of here. Let's get out, let's run away. Who knows, we have enough, tariag enough. Don't anymore. So that's the perspective which we zoicha to love our Torah and to realize it's tariag opportunities, merits, the schus, whether you're doing an essay or preventing yourself from doing a loitas, it's also called a yoshev, lo'ov aveiro, is kilo, we get schar, kilo also mitzvah. Any nisyonis that come away and we stand strong, it's also opportunity for kirvas Hashem. So therefore, we should appreciate the beautiful life we have, of the Yiddishkeit we have. Right, it's the perspective. Right. Oh, perspective. Right, exactly. As we mentioned, al pi Hashem Yisu v'al pi Hashem Yachanu. Perotes pasuk yudches. The Gemara says in Shabbos, I've mentioned this previously, but this morning I got a chizuk about this, so I'm going to talk about it again. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Soiser al manas divnois. Meleches Soiser in Shabbos, there's Boine and Soiser. Boine is to build, Soiser is to dismantle. Soiser, just to break a building down, is Mekalkel. You're not high for that. It has to be Soisa Amanas Livnois. To break in order to build. Sometimes you have these ancient buildings that you're not allowed to knock down. You take it down and rebuild it. Says Rabbi Yossi, you're not high for that. It has to be Soisa Amanas Livnois Bimkoimoi in its original place. You buy some property in Tel Aviv, in Manhattan, a one-story house. What do? Knock it down, build a skyscraper. That's how it goes. Say, sir, I'm an ass, live nice, bim koimon. In the same place. And if you're going to move the bricks to someone else, you won't be high. Only bim koimon. Ask the Gemara. 1 second. So, all the Melechus Shabbos we learn from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, they would be soiser, amanas livnois. They'll dismantle the Mishkan, travel, and rebuild it. But that's a different place. Exactly. Frag the Gemara. The whole source of Melechus Shabbos is from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there was soiser, amanas livnois, shiloibim koimai. They would dismantle here and build it where they camped out. Answer the Gemara. Shani hosom. Because al pi Hashem Yisu v'al pi Hashem Yachanu. Where is the answer to the question? So what? Very nice. Al pi Hashem Yisu, al pi Hashem Yachanu. But the question is, it's not the same place. It's a different place. What does it more mean? In the Akdoma to the Chidush HaGranat, Rav Naftali Trop said a beautiful idea. There's a mother traveling from Tel Aviv to New York. You ask the mother, where are you now? I'm in Tel Aviv, in the airport. You ask her 5 hours later, where are you now? She says, I'm in mid-air, over the skies of Europe. Yeah, that's the route. My life is being held up by a tin. A piece of metal is supporting me. Without this metal, I'll fall right down. That's where I am. And 5 hours later, you ask her again, where are you? She says, I'm now in New York. This mother was holding a baby. At the Tel Aviv airport, we asked the baby, where are you? Are you? Where are you? Says the baby, by my mommy. We asked the baby 5 hours later, where are you now? Are you in mid-air? And by my mother, he says. And 5 hours later, after they passed the passport control in New York, JFK, we asked the baby, where are you now? Are you in America? By my mother. What does that mean? That even though if we look at our map, we'll see that the baby has traveled, but the baby's life evolves his mother. Not what it says on the map. That's not him. He lives with his mother. That's his life. If his mother's not there, he freaks out. He panics. Screams. If his mother's there, Hakol Beseder. There's no difference in where he is. What was the Gemara Shaila? It's not the same place. They camped. They were in Midbar Paron, and they were moving to Arbos Moav. Look at the map. Look, it's a different place. Arbos Moav is here, and Midbar Paron is there. Look, it's a big difference. Answer the Gemara. Al pi Hashem Yisu, al pi Hashem Yachnu Nein. You look at the physical location, but where were Israel? Where were they? You think they're by the Midbar Sinai? They're by the Shekhinah. That's where they were. At Pi Hashem Yisu, Pi Hashem Yachnu. They were by the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah now moves. They dismantle. Where do they recamp? By the Shekhinah. It's exactly the same place. It's the same as Sinai's been going. You look at the map. If you look at the map, it's two different locations. But you must understand, Am Yisrael weren't in Midbar. They were by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, they rebuilt in exactly the same location. And therefore, it teaches us that a person, a Yid, could be in all sorts of different formats, different places, dark places, light places, hot, cold, low and high. But if his Yisrael is by the Shekhinah, then his life doesn't change. Wherever he is, he's still connected to the Shekhinah. Akan, it's what the Naftali says. I feel that Zelu Maseh, the same way we have Koach HaYetzah HaToiv, we also have Koach HaYetzah HaRa. And why am I telling you this? I came this morning, I came early, and the minyan was holding by Birkas Kriyas Shema. And I see Lo Pachot Lo Yoter. There's a guy with his talis and tefillin. Beikus. Birkas Kriyas Shema. Ava Rabo. Ava Rabo Haftonu. What was he doing? He was texting. He was reading. I saw on his screen. I just came to pick up my stuff. He was reading his text. He had text and he was texting. In the middle of Birkas Kriyas Shema. What does that mean? It means this is a Pi Hashem Yisu in reverse. That means Be'etzem, his Mokim is... It's with text, wherever he's texting to. Happens to be that he's in the shul. The mikra is wearing tefillin. That's it. It's the heper. The yetzer hara has it as well. You could be speaking to a person. He's not with you, he's in a different world. A neighbor came to confide with me. Her son, she made shari brachas for her son. She looked through the mechitza. There were 10 people. Every single person was on his phone. They're checking the thumb in the phone. Every single person, 10 people there, every single person was sitting there with a phone. So that means, we're in a different place. Where are we? We're in some electrical world. I hope it's not such a dark one. Who knows? But this is the epech. This is the choyshech. This is the choyshech of Pi Hashem. Is the opposite, where you think you're speaking. Look at a person. You think he's with you. He's in a different world. Legamri. Excuse me. Once I gave Daf Yomish, and all of a sudden there was a guy there, and he got very excited, whispering. I said, my father just caught this massive fish in Kenya.
What?
He caught this 2 meter fish in Kenya. I don't know, it happened in the middle of Daf Yomish. Makara, he got a message, very important, and he was with a picture, very, very exciting. But we're in a different world, Rabbi say. The message is the Zeru Mazze. The same way we have a koach of a Pi Hashem Yisru, a Pi Hashem Yachnu, a person, wherever he is, he's by the Shechina, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether things are easy or hard, whether he's tired, by the mother, he's by the Shechina. That's where his heart is. That's koach HaToiv. If we're not careful, it could be the other way around, that you could be in some other world. B'chal, you could be in a shul, you could be in a kriyas haTorah, you could be many other things, but you're in a different world, Rabbi Yisai. Something to be careful of. In the last part of the shir, we'll be discussing, we meet in our parsha of Ha'ish Moshe Onov Mo'od. And of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, where he speaks about person should be in middos, should be mediocre, don't be extreme, always be in the middle, extreme's not good, in middos. But says the Rambam, yesh deyoy she'osu lo le'odom ninoik ben, the beininess. There's certain things where you can't even be a beinini, you have to be extreme. Eli yisrachik at the kotza achrein. Where are we supposed to be extremists? Vu goyva leif. When it comes to haughtiness, there ruach v'tir ruach nemucha b'yoser. As that's what we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ish Moshe onov moid. Lo ne'emar onov. Wasn't enough that Moshe Rabbeinu was humble. El onov moid. That's why Chachamim in Pirkei Avos tell us, moid moid avishfar ruach. The Rambam tells us, we need to be extremists. Doesn't not to throw stones at people, not to burn people's rubbish bins. It's extremist, but goyva halev. In our haughtiness, there we need to be extreme. The Mesiras Yesharim, at the end of Perichov Gimel, don't always get there. We'll start, may not finish, but it's great to know what he says over there. Says the Mesiras Yesharim. Who do we find being haughty? Says in Sidus Shorim, Eina gava metzuya v'yoyser, ele v'misha sachal yoyser. The more foolish you are, the more likely you'll be to have gaiva. And the more wise you are, the less likely you'll be to have gaiva. Simon, quotes the Chazal, Simon legasus haruach, say Chazal, ani yosho Torah. You meet the person very haughty, his stomach is an onion Torah, doesn't even know what's flying over there. And he quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia Pehi, Istere Balagina Kish Kish Karya. If there's a certain vessel and there's a coin inside, if it's making lots of noise, you rattle the coin. It's making lots of noise. Wow. You have a coin in the, wow, amazing. That's just so lucky. It's a sign that's empty. Because were it to be full of coins, it wouldn't make noise. It's only making a noise because it's a single coin inside. Were it to be full, it would be quiet. Istra Belagina, Kish, Kish Karya. If you have a single Istra in your Kli, it makes lots of noise. Kish, Kish Karya. Chazal tell us, Sholu Lilone Asrak, the non-fruit trees. What's the proper word for that? Non-fruit trees. Huh? Ilon Yisrak. Mipnei ma kolchem nishma. How is it we hear your voice? Normally speaking, fruit trees are small. Orange trees, grape vines. Most of the fruit trees we'll meet will be small. The huge trees, the eucalyptus, the big ones, are typically ilon Yisrak. They don't bear fruit. When the wind blows, who do you hear? We hear the big trees. They make lots of noise. Shalul ilon Yisrak, mipnei ma kolchem nishma. Why is it your voice is heard? Omru halavai yekoleinu nishma v'nizocher. Halavai, people should remember us. So we make lots of noise that people should remember that we exist. Fruit trees give fruit. There's something real to them. They don't need to be big. People remember them very well. But they don't need a srak. They're so big. They don't give anything. We make lots of noise that at least someone should remember us. And says the Mesir Sesharim, V'kvarayinu l'meisha rabbeinu shu'amuvcha mikolodom. The most quality of kolodom, haya onov mikolodom. Not by chance. He was so full of avodah, and he was an onov mikolodom. Gaiva we find by people who are empty. They're most likely to be prone with gaiva. If you meet people speaking by themselves non-stop, 24/7, most likely it's an istra balagina kish kish karya. That's most likely we're supposed to be. The Mesir Shoyim continues to give us more insights into our novel. It says you've got to be careful. You must see the anova. You have to protect yourself, not to lose the anova, not to become a balgaiva. It is haischabrus. It's having friends who flatter you. People may want to flatter you. You may be an important guy, and people befriend you and flatter you because they want to benefit from you. And what do? They expand on any good middle you have. They'll blow it up to its greatest. Mamish, from Doile Ador, Mamish, that middle you had, that was certain honor you gave him, a shekel. Wow, amazing mitzvah stalker, unbelievable. And they will attribute you various qualities you don't have. And sometimes it may be to the contrary, you may have the opposite quality, but they, through flattery, they'll talk and talk. And he brings the example of Yoyosh. This is to be found in Divra Yomim, Cherek Beis, Perek Chof Beis, Chof Dalet. Yoyosh was a king, and it says, V'yas Yoyosh ha-yoshor be'inei Hashem kol yimei Yoyoda HaKoyen. He was a good king, and during the life of Yoyoda HaKoyen, who was his Rebbe, he did good. But v'acharei meis Yoyoda, what happened after Yoda died, then bo sorry Yehuda v'yishtachavu la-melech oz shom ha-melech aleihem. What happened? The sorry Yehuda came to flatter him, and they talked and talked and talked and said, you sure you're a god? And they talked and talked and talked, and last night it penetrated till he started to believe it, and he made himself into a god, and then he started to avoid the Zorah. And then Zechariah ben Yoda HaKoyen, the son of Yoda, came, and he came to warn them, and he came, he said, "Bedvar Hashem, v'yom aleim, koyom Hashem, lama tem oivrim es mitzvus Hashem, lo itatzlichu." And what did they do to Zechariah? What happened to him? They killed him. Im yoreg v'migdash, Hashem koyom v'novi. We read this in Gilas Eicha. They killed him. He was a Kohen Gadol, he was a Novi, and they killed him on Yom Kippur. That's what they did to him. So how did this all happen? Through flattery. That's what happened, because they spoke, they were speaking through flattery. And it says in Sister Shorim, Matira is a bowl, Kiroi Basorim Lamalochim. Well, people have abilities, they're Nechsholim, that people flatter them through Hanufa. And he says, you should be, these people have positions, should be more careful of who they point to work for them, to advise them. More careful about those people, that they shouldn't get flattered and never fall. More than you care about what you eat. What you eat, what could be, you get food poisoning. No, it's only for the goof. But flattery of a yoyet, of someone that you're a boss and you're a hiring worker, and he could flatter and ruin your nefesh. And therefore, Ein toiv la'odom, finishes off. What should a person do? Elivakish lechaverim tmimim, get good friends. What's a good friend? She'iru einav amesha ivraboy, that he's blind about, v'yoychichu, and rebuke you, ba'avosam. A good friend is a friend who will tell you you're doing wrong. He'll show you, obviously, b'chochma, out of avo, your faults. That's a good friend, because he will help you build yourself. And where you're blind, he will give you sight. That's a good friend. Not a friend who just flatter you. That doesn't help anyone. Okay, our time is up. Just one last point. He also says, midas of a nova is lechabed kol adam. A nova doesn't mean just feel like nothing. It's to give people cover, to respect people. That's part of midas anova. I should respect him? Yes. Give him cover. That is anova. So we should be zeicher to incorporate all the ideas we learned. Achtus means together, all Am Yisrael will be together to do Ratzon Hashem, and that then we will have your Iru Shiva Saneiros, the miksha, we all together, everyone with their tafkid, which is zeicher to feel that every mitzvah is an opportunity, it's winning the lottery, and you find koach, you have strength to go and pick up your money. Every mitzvah is 10 million. And we should feel that even we're honest, we should care. We should care. Lama nigora. And we should be a pi Hashem Yisru Hashem, a pi Hashem Yachanu. That's faket. Not in a tefillah or on a phone, but on a phone we're not tefillah. That's what should be. The other way around, that when we're doing our mandate, matters that our heart should be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where it should be. By the mother. And we should be zeicher to have another. And next year, we'll be discussing in the Wizard's Parsha about Lashon Hara, the toilets. Thank you very much.
What about Achron?
Achron, no.